KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We've been mentioning on the radio the Love Bomb Weekend. And if you don't know what that's about, it's an opportunity to help Reload Love raise funds that'll be feeding 1,400 children in Ukraine and in Uganda. And in Uganda, that's actually going to be for Sudanese refugees that are there in Uganda. And it'll feed these kids every day for an entire year. That's 514,000 meals. I mean, that's like the size of Albuquerque. In studio with us from Reload Love, Jennifer Santiago. She's co-founder and director of Reload Love. And Kelly Besedick is the production and marketing manager. ReloadLove.com, by the way, is the website. We'll say that several times. Ladies, welcome into studio.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Wow, nice.
And you listen.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, you know what? One time I heard a great message. It was talking about Christians with being in the same voice in unison. But you know what you almost did there? And it's even more powerful is in harmony. That's what we can do by participating in helping to raise money, not only for this effort, but throughout the year. But we're going to be focusing a little more on Reload Love's Love Bomb. Lenya Heitzig, by the way, is the founder and executive director of Reload Love. And we appreciate all her efforts. I tell you, ladies, when I have heard Lenya talk about the work being done through Reload Love, it's like she comes to tears. I mean, it's clear that she has a real heart for the people that are being reached.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jennifer, you've been on staff at Calvary Church a long time. You spent time doing worship here and other ministries. But now you helped to co-found Reload Love. Let's, for those not familiar with all the work being done there, kind of educate the listener.
Sure. So Reload Love, we launched it in 2014. The concept and the idea God brought to us in 2013. And Lenya knew my heart for outreach, for missions, and I had just been praying, what would God have us do? Like, what if he wanted us to do more than just a semester outreach or right. even just a year? What if God had something specifically for us to do? And I feel like he answered my heart's cry and prayer for global outreach by giving Lenya the idea of taking a spent bullet and turning it into something beautiful like jewelry that right. told the redemption story to help children impacted by terrorism. So we launched in 2014, and this will be our eighth Love Bomb. Because when we launched in 2014, it was May 2014.
Okay.
And so our first Love Bomb was February 2015. It's crazy. And so every year we just pray. The idea is it's our annual fundraiser. We pray and talk to our partners to find out what the needs are that are out there and how we can help. And so we highlight a specific project and set a goal based on what that is. And we do this 48-hour virtual fundraiser. Right. And we just watch God do amazing things. We've helped children in 17 different countries.
Talk a little bit about some of those specific programs that you've done in the past.
Okay, so some of the programs we've done are kind of like VBS with uh-huh. one of our partners, Free Burma Rangers, in Thailand and Burma, Iraq, and so they basically go out to the crossroads, where the fire, where the right. bullets, where everything's happening.
These aren't places you're going to go to your travel agency. No, I want to go yeah, there.
Exactly. And they meet the people where they're at, and they put on these skits and story clubs for the children, and they tell them about Jesus. And so we fund, they're called Good Life clubs. And so they give them snacks, T-shirts, they do the gospel bracelet, and they also have a medical clinic to just check them, see how they're doing.
Well, that's huge. We take that for granted mm-hmm. here. Is this, when that happens, is that maybe for some The very first time. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Dental. There's a dentist on their team. It's amazing. And a chaplain. And then we've done playgrounds, over 55 playgrounds.
What's the thought behind a playground?
Yeah. So the playground was really interesting because whenever the idea came to us, people were like, why a playground? They need medical. They need food. They need housing, all of these things. But the beauty behind the playground is we learned from psychiatrists that when someone has experienced trauma, they need three things. First, safety. Second, acknowledgement. And then the third thing is normalcy. Mm. And so what this playground does is it meets all of those needs, and not just for the children to be able to come to this bright, playful structure, sometimes in the middle of nowhere or where they've escaped to the IDP camp.
IDP.
Oh, internally displaced, sorry.
That's okay.
A refugee camp. To just play and be free and safe to play. But also for the adults, they come, they bring the kids, they talk, and it kind of is therapy for them to talk about what they went through.
Jennifer, do you feel at all being a mom kind of played into some of that?
I think so. I think that's the thing, as women, we just, when we're together, we relate, especially in the areas and the locations that we work with people. Women are treated less than.
Yeah.
And so, and sometimes children, boys and girls, aren't allowed to play together. Whereas in these situations, boys and girls are allowed to play together freely. Women can come to the playground, whether there's other men there or not, and it's acceptable and it's okay.
Right. So that's a great ministry overview, especially for those who are, you know, maybe it's first time. Reload Love. What is that? well, you want to know, go to reloadlove.com. You'll find a lot of great information there. Let's move our focus a little bit more to February 11th and 12th. There's going to be the Love Bomb that you mentioned. And you mentioned focus in other parts of the world, in the Middle East and in the Far East. What is the focus coming up on February 11th and 12th?
Yeah, so with the crisis in Ukraine, they produce a huge percentage. I'm not sure, Kelly, I don't remember the percentage of grain that they produce.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Globally.
For the world.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So that has definitely been impacted. And so neighboring countries like Uganda, there's a food shortage. The war in Ukraine is not over. And children are still caught in the crossfires.
Yeah.
And they need food. And so we are partnering with an organization to purchase 514,000 of these packs. They're called One Meal. And in the One Meal, they're packed with all the nutrients a child needs for a day.
Right.
And we are going to, our goal is $150,000 to raise to purchase these 514,000 meals.
Okay, I want to make sure the listener is listening. Because believe it or not, sometimes they hear and they don't listen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, numbers. So if you're not going to be part of, and that's pretty well set, you know, the packing party thing that's going on, but there is a need for finances to make this happen.
Yes.
Words of encouragement are always good, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
And you can do that through the website at reloadlove.com. And prayer.
Yes.
Wherever you're listening, mm-hmm. You could be praying specifically for the people, you know, working for these packages that are, they're going to end up in front of children halfway around the world.
Yep.
And pray that, I have the expert here. How can our listeners be praying for these food packs?
Yeah. So definitely the funds. We need funds. Lynn, like you said, people can donate at reloadlove.com /donate, but it's okay if you just go to reloadlove.com. But we would like people to donate on February 11th and 12th because it's that 48-hour fundraiser.
Okay.
And 100% of those funds go specifically to purchase.
Okay, so whatever money you were going to put, maybe you're going to do it right now, leave it where it is, get a little more interest, and then move it on the 11th or 12th.
Yes.
Yeah. And then at Calvary, Calvary is our host church. And so for those that come to Calvary, they're going to have the opportunity to actually pack these meals. And then there's two containers, and one's going to be shipped off to Uganda, and one's going to be shipped off to Ukraine. Yeah.
And I so much appreciate you mentioning, you know, geographically where this is all happening. I also want to make sure that, since, you know, we're a megaphone to the Christian community in New Mexico. You might be listening in Santa Fe. You might be listening in Las Cruces or Cannon Air Force Base or Portales or online at klyt.fm. These children aren't really concerned whether or not you show up at Calvary Church this Sunday to be part of Love Bomb. You can log on to reloadlove.com/donate and be a part of it, or spend some time on your knees. And as I mentioned, because I'm going to tell you, in radio ministry, when we get an email from a listener saying they heard something on the air that blessed them, it's like, I didn't do that. You know, I facilitated it, but it's a blessing to know when we're doing work that is impacting people for Christ. It's an encouragement to the ministry. So drop them a note that way as well. What about, and the answer may be no, we're set, but volunteers, right? And not just necessarily for Love Bomb, but throughout the year, what kind of needs are there at Reload Love, for volunteers?
So we do have workshops a couple times a month, where people can come and cut and smash bullet casings in preparation for having them get cast into pieces of jewelry. And then we'll also package our jewelry, and so volunteers help with that as well. So that's one way they can be involved. Another way, obviously, is to purchase jewelry and use that as an awareness piece.
And it's beautiful, by the way. Okay. I wear a wedding ring. That's the only jewelry that I have. But is there stuff for guys there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have two of our really popular pieces with guys that are the very original signature charm, because it's meant to look like the end of a bullet casing.
Okay.
But it says Reload Love and has a heart on it.
What a great conversation starter.
It is a great. It really is. And so that, and we have a brass cuff that has our name and a bullet on it. And we have a cross called the Katakush cross, which has a story behind it, and that's very popular with men. We have a keychain that's popular with the guys, some bracelets with bullet casings on the end. There's a handful of different items that guys really like. Some guys like our feather necklace and our squash necklace. Those are popular pieces, and it is really a good conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. And after Love Bomb, keep an eye out on our shop at reloadlove.com, because we have new merch coming out.
Yes.
And so you want to keep an eye out after Love Bomb as well.
Yes. We'll have new apparel. We have a really neat bandana coming out that has a story behind it. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already had a few of the people who've been packaging those saying, like, this is so great. When can I buy it? So keep your eyes on our website for that.
All right.
That merch as well.
That is reloadlove.com. And we talked, you know, a little bit already about support. Groundbreakers, you know, when we're talking about support today, a lot of it's for, you know, hold off till the 11th and 12th of February. You want it to go towards Love Bomb. Uh-huh. So it's specifically for these kids in Uganda, the Sudanese refugees there, and the kids in Ukraine. However, after that, or if you're going to give today, still give more on February 11th and 12th.
We'll accept it all.
On the website, though, Groundbreakers, that's an opportunity.
Yeah, Groundbreakers, those are our monthly donors, and we couldn't do it without them. Our monthly donors, gosh, some people have been with us from the very beginning, giving monthly. And we truly appreciate them. But Groundbreakers, they have some perks, like percentage off some merch. They get inside information on projects or upcoming product that we might be having before we launch it out to the public. But yeah, Groundbreakers are our monthly donors, and people can sign up to become a monthly donor at any time at reloadlove.com. They just plug in their information. They can choose the date that they want that to start. And yes, we appreciate and welcome Groundbreakers.
You know, one of the other things that came to mind as we were talking about praying for the ministry, and one of the things that stood out, and I always think of when I think of Reload Love, the Free Burma Rangers and mm-hmm. the work that they're doing. We briefly mentioned them, and Jennifer, you know so much more about them, but our listeners certainly can be praying for these people. Is it guys and gals,
yes.
Free Burma Rangers?
Uh-huh. Cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly... I know it there, but you
yeah. Talk. So it's a group of men and women that have been called to full-time ministry to basically run to the bullet. There's different people group. They started in Burma, where basically the Burma army is attacking innocent people.
Yeah.
And they've also done work with us in Iraq and Syria. And we are projecting some projects in probably the second quarter, where we have 5 playground projects that we're going to be working on with them. But that's what they do. They go with medics, chaplains, to go and rescue these people from harm's way,
right.
and give them medical attention. If there's a hospital nearby, they take them there, and they bring food and water and supplies.
I mean, mm-hmm. So our listeners can be praying for God to supernaturally mm-hmm. Protect them and give them opportunity to share the love of Christ through the work that they're doing.
Yes.
The other thing on the website, and before I go to that, let me say to whoever just tuned in, you're listening to ABQ Connect, and in studio today, Jennifer Santiago. She's the co-founder and director of Reload Love. Kelly Besedick is here as well, the production and marketing manager. And reloadlove.com is the website we've referred to several times. When we went over the ministry overview, one of the things I neglected to bring up, Lenya's book is available on the website as well. What, mm-hmm. what will people find there?
Our story. Yeah. From the beginning of when the idea came to mind, from the first call she made to me and us knocking on doors to basically launching and the different locations we went to. I can't remember. Do you remember what year the book came out? I can't remember what year it was, but yeah, you'll hear the whole story.
Well, I think this would be a great resource. Say someone's listening. And for the first time, they're like, you know, my group might be really interested in this. And you know who, you've got to whisper in the ear of the right person for a group sometimes to adopt an organization like mm-hmm. Reload Love to support them mm-hmm. as a group. So maybe order the book, read Reload Love, hand it off to that person.
Yes.
You need to hear
yes.
this story.
Yes.
It's a great way to share what's the mm-hmm. the story of Reload
Love?
It is,
and you know what? I think people have said it's a page turner,
uh-huh.
But also I think just an encouragement to an individual where thinking like, I'm so small, what could I do to right. make a difference? Or for those that like have had a secret prayer that they've been asking God for a really long time. Me, I had been waiting for 15 years, and God answered my heart's cry, not in a way that I never thought he would, but also for those people that feel a tug to respond to things like this, but don't because it's too ugly and scary to look out. So they look somewhere else. They want to close their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But in the book, we talk about look to the ugliness, open your eyes and see. And one of the trainings that Lenya and I went through, it was a warrior training to go on the 3-day hike in Burma. And our trainer, he had this phrase of running into the roar, whereas usually we want to run away because it's too scary. But God has called us to run to it so that we can help, because he's there, he's gone before us, and he will be with us.
Be strong and courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a story. Ladies, we want to thank you for coming in to talk about Reload Love and the Love Bomb coming online and at Calvary Church. That is February 11th and 12th. The details are all at reloadlove.com. I don't want to shoo you out of the studio, and then as soon as you walk out, go, he didn't let us talk about. Is there anything else that we left out?
I think you hit it.
You're shaking your head
everything.
The right way.
Yeah.
All right. You're
yeah.
shaking your head the right way. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Steve.
When you have something else, will you let us be your megaphone?
Yes.
All right.